The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
You can put your weed in there.
Stones, Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's my Greg here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Oh, shit, son. That was a mistake. Holy shit. Turn down some. Welcome, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 44. Just took a shot of Southern Comfort right before the show. What the fuck did I do that for? God damn. Ill-timed. Ill-timed and ill-advised, but brought to you tonight by a tiny bottle of Southern Comfort. Maybe matched by another tiny bottle of Southern Comfort. I don't know. I can do what I want. It's my show. So I will. Did I mention it's the Stoner Jesus Show? See, it's already off to a great start. And check me out at stonerjesus.net. I can go through all my social media shit. There's a ton of it. There's way too much. I'm doing way too much on social media. I'm in too many places. They're all linked to stonerjesus.net. Past episodes, sponsor banners, all that shit. Stonerjesus.net. You can check us out there. This is Chapter 1, Verse 44. We're doing it live on June 3rd, 2018. Streaming live on Twitter and Periscope at StonerJesus420 every Sunday night on Twitter and Periscope. We stream the first hour of a two-hour show live. If you want the full 2 hours on video, you got to be a patron. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Become a patron of the show. Help us out. Help us, spread the word about cannabis through comedy and all that shit. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. You get every chapter and verse version of the show on video. Why wouldn't you want to see all this? My deft graphics work, the transitions, the videos, the pictures, what hat I'm wearing, the background, me speaking into a microphone. I don't know what else you want. Let me show my titties. You want titties? Is that what you want? No, trust me, you don't. You do not. Maybe some other titties. You know, there are plenty full on the internet, but not these titties, honey. You better pay. You gotta cough up. You gotta cough up some dough for these titties. I'm giving this shit away for free. Fuck that. Anyway, tonight, big show, 2 hours. As I said, we do it every Sunday night. First hour streamed live. Of course, full 2 hours. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Audio, both hours, always free. StonerJesus.net, CannabisRadio.com, iTunes, and Stitcher. Tonight we're talking about the Roseanne controversy. You may remember that I've interviewed her son on the show. I've known him for several years online. I'll show you some pictures, show you some screenshots, show you a couple of the videos he's done on Instagram. You want to see all his videos at Pentland J on Instagram. His name is Jake Pentland. Pentland J on Instagram. I'll play a couple of the videos, one of which I believe I posted on Twitter. Him giving his mom's side. I'll give my two cents, play that stuff, we'll talk about it. All that coming up. Also, Samantha Bee in a big controversy this week as well. And I have a new segment called Can Samantha Bee Make Me Laugh? I know what you're saying. Who gives a shit if she can make you laugh? Well, it's my contention that Samantha Bee is incredibly unfunny. So I'm going to watch two clips that I downloaded from YouTube from her show, the segments she does. And I have my face up. We'll see if she can even make me crack a smile. And we'll know definitively whether or not Samantha Bee can make me laugh. It's big. The AP is waiting word on whether or not Samantha Bee can make me laugh. So we'll find out, won't we? Excuse me. Also, Buffalo Wild Wings Twitter got hacked. It's funny as shit. I'll bring you those shots as well, because obviously they took the tweets down. But screenshots, I mean, every tweet that you put up exists now in a screenshot, especially if, you know, you're Buffalo Wild Wings, you have 700,000 followers or whatever, and your Twitter's hacked. That's all on also a jerk-off flight. Jerk-off flight. All that's in hour one. Hour two, what the fuck we got coming up there? Well, first of all, a ton of classic bits. If you're new to the show and you want to hear some classic shit, some old shit, hour two is the hour for you. Also, we have stories about a buffalo that saves a lizard and the pink bumper car. Does that sound exciting? I think it does. And to see the video and to watch us watch the video, well, you have to get the become a patron. Patreon.com/NerdJesus420. Go do that shit. Anyway, thanks everybody watching us on Periscope and Twitter. Retweet, hearts, all that shit. If you're on Facebook, you want to become a member of our hardcore group of fans, you know, the core group of fans on Facebook, Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook. Make sure you search Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook. But fucking, I'm having fucking headphone problems. It's pissing me off, as technical issues are wont to do on this show. Really, really fucking unnecessary. God damn it. It's incredibly unnecessary. I got to hear videos. I got to hear shit. I got shit. Joffrey Z said, yo, what is up? Now, the Roseanne controversy. As I said, I've interviewed back in January, and I posted on Twitter, and it's on my WeTube page and all that shit. My interview with Jake Pentland, who is Roseanne's son. I've known him online for several years. He used to do a show on Blog Talk Radio, as I did. That's where we kind of got started. It was another incarnation of the Stoner Jesus show. Let's put it that way. On Blog Talk Radio, 2008, 2009, 2010, I think we did a little bit in 2011 on Blog Talk Radio. We haven't been back since. It's not a great service. It has its uses, but the audio is shit. Total shit. You really can't get the full experience of my dulcet tones on the shows on Blog Talk Radio. I have a couple clips of that. Sometime I'll play them. But not tonight. I digress. And I come back to Jake Pentland. He's the oldest son of Roseanne. I've interviewed him. I follow him on Instagram, @PentlandJ, as I said. And, well, you heard what happened with Roseanne. Valerie Jarrett apparently is an African-American, a black woman who used to be an official in the Obama administration. And she tweeted out in response to another tweet that if the Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby, equal sign VJ, Valerie Jarrett, saying if the Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes character, which she looks, I mean, in all, you know, to be objective, she looks objectively like a Planet of the Apes character. Almost, to where, you know, the joke kind of works. But obviously, comparing a black person to an ape in this day and age is a no-no. It's the official terminology. It's a no-no to do something like that. So, Roseanne had a couple explanations for what happened. Ambien was one. You know, I will tell a personal story. It's not an Ambien story, but it's a, I believe the name of it is, I'm going to say Trazodone. I think it's Trazodone. I think it's like a muscle relaxer or whatever, a nerve pill. I don't know. Trazodone. You can fucking look up. You got Google. Shit. One night, I took some of that. I forget why. I had a fucking headache. I'm having aspirin. I was like, oh, well, this should do something. And I remember everything that happened. But what ended up happening was I wrote this very long, weird email to someone who I knew about having these running series of debates in different locations about things. And it was just very weird. Like I said, I remembered it. And I thought at the time that it was very, you know, it was a very interesting thing that that I would be interested in. But it wasn't something I was interested in. It wasn't something I was interested in at all. And after the effects of the medications or whatever wore off, I read it. And it was like, you know, It's fucking nuts, you know? I'm not doing that. I'm not gonna... It's never gonna happen. What the fuck am I thinking? But anyway, that's my pill-induced something event happening story. Anyway, Roseanne blamed it on Ambien, and she also claims that she didn't know that Valerie Jarrett was black. Now, again, you know, personally, I had to go look it up. When everything first hit the fan, I went and looked up her Wikipedia page, because apparently she was born in Iran, but apparently her father was African-American, which obviously makes her, you know, at least part, however much, African-American, that she is. So she's a black woman. And as I said, comparing a black woman to an ape in this day and age is just, you know, whether a joke or not, it will get you hammered. A lot of people have pointed out the double standard between, you know, people on the right and people on the left and who can make jokes and who can't make jokes. You know, I'm not going to sit here and pretend that, you know, the left isn't coming after free speech. It's something we've talked about before. But this Roseanne thing, you know, if she would have been still on the left or whatever, whatever people consider the left of the political spectrum, if she was still on the left, would people still come after her this way? I don't know. I don't know. But the thing is, she claims she didn't know the woman was black. She apparently told Joe Rogan over the phone. He said that she said that she thought Valerie Jarrett was Jewish. Now, I'm going to show you a screen cap here that her son Jake Pentland's been putting up on Instagram that shows, like, right after the fact that she actually thought that Valerie Jarrett was a Muslim because she was born in Iran or whatever. And I'll also show you a text message he posted on Instagram between himself and his mom. Like I said, he's been posting all this stuff on Instagram. You see all the videos and stuff. I'll play a couple of them, but at Pentland J on Instagram. So if she thought, and also, by the way, she's off the grid. She's, you know, apparently went underground. She's supposed to be on Joe Rogan Friday, but that didn't happen. And he said she went into radio silence with him, meaning he can't get a hold of her or whatever. Well, anyway, this is the screen cap that Jake Pentland's been posting on Instagram. Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby equals VJ. And then someone else said, has racism dog seen this? And Roseanne wrote back, Muslims are not a race. Which was seen in the show that she thought Valerie Jarrett was a Muslim and that, you know, she didn't know she was black. Because obviously if she didn't know she was black, that sheds it in a different light. Because the only problem is that the woman is black. There's no problem if she's any other race, comparing her to an ape. There's obviously, you know, specific reasons. Then comparing a black person to an ape is an especially offensive stereotype. So, she's saying that, you know, and at least in this tweet here that she had deleted, he said, and Jake said on Twitter, was by some bad advice from people, I guess, around Roseanne who, it didn't go well. I mean, I think we can all objectively say that. It did not go well for Roseanne. I think it's unlikely that she would do something like this and jeopardize her show. That's not to say that didn't happen. People do unlikely shit all the time and unlikely things that are incredibly destructive to their careers all the time. But a lot of evidence points to the fact that, one, she's not a racist, and two, that she didn't know this woman was black. Now, this next screenshot I'm going to show you is the text message that Jake posted on his Instagram, at Pentland J, between himself and his mom. We need off the internet. Jake said, Roseanne said, her and her dad, I thought they were white. And then let me get my logo out of the way there. Jake says, I did too. Then Roseanne says, I would never have called a black woman an ape. I'm not stupid. He said, I know, with a frown face. The emoji, but it's, you know, it's the semicolon and the bracket, whatever. And Roseanne says, I thought she looked Jewish or Iranian. Again, pointing to the fact, and people said that Jake faked that and photoshopped it or whatever. I mean, I don't know. I don't, you know, have any reason to believe that he would do something like that. But be that as it may, it's Roseanne got hammered for it. She got fired. Her show got booted. Now they're talking about a reboot without Roseanne based around Darlene's character, Sarah Gilbert's character. I don't know. I may check out like the first episode of that, but if it sucks, as most people would, I think they would tune out and it wouldn't last more than a few episodes, more than likely. Like, remember Saved by the Bell, the college years? Kind of like that. You have kind of like that kind of run. Come on. Who remembers Saved by the Bell, the college years? Hell yeah. I watched that. I liked it. But well, there wasn't enough of me to get over the hump. So, like I said, Jake's been posting a ton of videos on his Instagram. One I posted on my Twitter. Here's a couple of Jake talking about what's going on with his mom and his thoughts on the whole situation.
You know, I'm the son of comics, and I grew up in the 80s, and my heroes were people like my mom and Sam Kennison and Richard Pryor and Bill Hicks, and you know, All in the Family was my favorite show even as a kid. And it's funny, because if you think about it now, none of these comics or people would make it. They would be shut down. And there was this movement called political correctness we saw start in the 80s, and we were all leery of it then, even me as a kid. You know, I was like 10, and I knew something was weird. And we were worried that it would turn into this sort of Orwellian nightmare. I mean, I read Fahrenheit 451, I read 1984, and it just seemed like maybe we were crazy then. I remember me and my mom and dad would talk about it. We would talk about how they were going to move against you if you said wrong things, just like in 1984. And people thought we were crazy, and we even thought we were crazy. But my fucking God, were we dead on. We were fucking dead on.
So again, like I said, you can find those videos at PelinJ on Instagram. He's not on Twitter anymore. He was suspended, and he just, you know, got tired of making accounts, and so this is too much going on. Here's the next video. This is the one I posted on Twitter. This is Jake talking about his mom not knowing that Valerie Jarrett was black.
I've been asked by professional publicists the last 24 hours to actually deactivate my account and to, or at least keep it private, because, you know, they've needed to figure out.
By the way, I apologize for the level of the audio. If it's not loud enough, I guess you have to turn it up. I'm sorry. This is as loud as I can get it.
Shit, and it's like, I did it. I'm trying to be a good soldier here, but it's fucking weird. Like, weird that I'm the only fucking person, my mom included, telling the part where she didn't know this woman was African-American before she made the comment. To me, it's really important. And the publicists have said, well, any white person calling any non-white person, you know, comparing them to monkey is bad. Yeah, okay, it's a stupid tweet, but the reason people are mad is because they think mom knew this woman was African-American and called her a monkey. So I think it's a pretty important distinction to mention. If my mom actually called a black person knowingly a monkey, I'd be more pissed off than anyone. So I don't know why I'm the only one telling this. I don't understand why I'm the only one fucking telling the truth here. It's insane.
Again, at Pentland J on Instagram. You know, I don't know. I mean, we'll see how this shakes out. We'll see if Roseanne lands in another network or maybe a streaming service like Netflix. No, probably not Hulu, because Hulu took her shows off of Hulu, so they're not going to turn around and then put her shows back on and then do more shows. But we'll see. We'll see. I told Jake on Instagram, I said, you know, Roseanne, someone needs a podcast. Let's get on there and say shit. Get some sponsors, make a little money. I mean, hell, that's possible. You know, maybe the sitcom thing, you know, it's just not... Well, like Jake pointed out, like a show like All in the Family wouldn't fly today. Some shows just aren't going to fly for whatever reason. Some people think ABC was looking for a reason to get rid of the show. I don't know. Will it be back? I think it might. But it'll be a while. It'll be a while for the furor, if you will, to die down. It's not the word furor. It's furor. You know, the bad stuff. Wait, time for the bad stuff to die. Never mind. Let's fucking move on. Stern Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 44. Coming up, can Samantha Bee make me laugh? I don't know. We'll find out. And then, as we keep streaming on Facebook and Twitter, at Stern Jesus 420, as we do every Sunday night. We're also going to do in this first hour, Buffalo Wild Wings getting hacked and the jerk-off flight. If you want the full 2 hours on video, you got to be a patron. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Very important that you go do that, because you know, otherwise, well, what do you have? If nothing. I don't know where I was going with that. StonerJesus.net for all the you know, past shows and then sponsors and all that stuff. Links to all these live streams, although you can just get them on Periscope, obviously, at StonerJesus420 and more. StonerJesus.net. Make sure I got my shit loaded up. There we go. It's all I'm directing and doing audio and just all kinds of shit. Stern Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 44. Can Samantha Bee make me laugh? Coming up.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere. But it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having Hemptations.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about a great sponsor of the show, Core Lore 420. Check out CoreLore420.com, K-O-R-L-O-R-420.com, or simply click that Core Lore banner on stonerjesus.net. They have extraction filter bags that are 100% silk. You get no blowouts, higher yields, and a cleaner product. Plus, silk gives you a concentrate with the best flavor. Retains the terpenes and will preserve the richest of aromas. If you want the purest product possible, then silk is for you. Go check out Core Lore. Click that Core Lore banner on stonerjesus.net to check out their extraction filter bags. Make sure you use promo code stonerjesus10. That's all one word, stonerjesus and the number 10 for 10% off of any purchase at Core Lore. No minimum purchase necessary. Click that banner on stonerjesus.net. Get to pressing, get to extracting. Check out Core Lore. Their banner on stonerjesus.net, and make sure you use promo code stonerjesus10 to get 10% off of any purchase.
Get informed, get inspired, and get connected on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice, Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing, so are we. Grow with us. CannabisRadio.com.
Introducing Blue Moon CBD, straight from the bluegrass of Kentucky. With our special nano emulsion process, you'll not only get the best CBD available, you'll get more of it. Not all CBD is the same. It's your body. It's your choice. Get relief from inflammation, anxiety, and stress. Go to www.bluemoonhemp.com and use code HEMP420 for a 20% discount on your order. Balance your body. Balance your life. Make it Blue Moon CBD.
At Alternative Vibes, our core values of quality, loyalty, respect, and honesty guides us in our mission to help families find peace and harmony through our products and services. Whether you are looking for a more natural way of living, shopping essential oils, topicals, and edibles, or searching for a path towards achieving your goals, we are your choice. Learn more about our complete line of natural products and solutions at AlternativeVibes.com. Bringing quality of living to life. AlternativeVibes.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah. Yeah. Chill. It's a chill vibe, chill beat. It's the chill shit. Stoner Jesus Show, chapter 1, verse 44. This is hour 1. We're streaming it live on Periscope and Twitter at StonerJesus420, as we do every single Sunday night. Even if it's kind of late, getting a late start like we did tonight, doesn't matter. Of course, you want the full 2 hours on video, patreon.com/StonerJesus420. 420 is how you get that. Every in chapter and verse version of the show, every episode. All glorious, glorious video. You see me wave my hands like that. It's crazy. It's crazy what we got going on here. You don't want to miss it. But of course, with the free version, free audio, full 2 hours always, stonerjesus.net. Of course, cannabisradio.com, iTunes, and Stitcher as well. Now, talked about Roseanne in the first segment. Talking about Samantha Bee in this segment. Samantha Bee said cunt. She called Ivanka Trump a feckless cunt. I don't think that's one of these segments. I don't think they have that segment up. But I really don't. I don't care. I think you should be allowed to call people a cunt. My problem with Samantha Bee, and her ratings reflect this. You go look up her ratings. They have dropped precipitously. My problem with Samantha Bee is she's not funny. Not only don't watch her show, but I watch TBS a lot. So I see, you know, the promos for her show. I cannot ever remember laughing at a promo for Samantha Bee. So I figured, well, I'll play a couple segments from here I haven't seen. Do a little, you know, picture in picture. We'll see if I laugh at anything that happens. Now, these are like 7 minutes and 6 minutes long. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. I'm going to go as long as I can. I'm going to do the fucking best I can. I'm here for you to provide content for you. Maybe you love Samantha Bee. I don't know. Maybe you agree with me that she fucking sucks. She's kind of hot, but she's not funny. Maybe it's her writers. I don't know. And the thing about this is I think that Clambake Show, checking in on the Periscope chat room. My thing is this. A lot of these people, like Samantha Bee and Trevor Noah and others, they're trying to make a political point before being funny. You know, when Jon Stewart did The Daily Show, you got the sense that he wanted to be funny. Whoever he attacked or whatever was going on, he wanted the best joke, not just to fucking make some kind of political point. And I think that's what we get with a lot of these late night hosts. I think that's why it's not funny. I love Trump humor. If it's good, but if it's the same tired old shit and just lame fucking jokes and just trying to use, you know, shock words for shock value, curse words for shock value. I mean, I guess there's places for that, but if it's the whole thing, I don't know. So these are two full segments. Like I said, I'll get through whatever I can, however much I can. Look at that. You don't have the video. You didn't see that the graphic change. Oh, it's the shit. The shit's going on right here, son. The death graphics work that I was telling you about earlier. You just witnessed it. God damn. So this is from Samantha Bee, Full Frontal with Samantha Bee on TBS. She's talking about something. I don't know. We'll see if it's something I can chuckle at.
Welcome back to the show. Last week, Donald Trump held a public roundtable on immigration enforcement. Appropriately enough for these occasions where the main objective is to suck up to him, the president's official YouTube page says it took place at the White Hose, which is also both the Secret Service and Melania's nickname for him. Among all...
I get it, obviously. That's, you know... Clambake Show, I asked if I'm on YouTube. I am, but I don't post new shit on YouTube because if I get on YouTube's radar, they're going to take me off. I'm on the WeedTube, theweedtube.com. Go check me out on there. I'm already doing much better on the WeedTube and getting more views on the WeedTube than I did ever on YouTube. Theweedtube.com. Search me, StonerJesus420. Now, these are, they're basic jokes. Maybe they're someone's cup of tea. Obviously, some people still find her funny because some people are still watching her show. The White Hose, I get it. You know, his dick, Trump's dick, the White Hose. You know, they talk in their little thing, say, you know, the White Hose is on the move. And Melania calling it the White Hose, that's kind of funny. But I didn't laugh. There's a big difference between laughing and thinking and saying, oh, that's kind of funny. It's different emotional reactions.
The participants at the White Hose that day, acting ICE director.
The White Hose, eh? The White Hose?
Thomas Homan stood out for his plaintive cry in defense of his agency.
You got a congressman who said, quote, the cowardly acts of ICE officers that terrorize innocent immigrant communities. ICE does more to protect the immigrant community than any politician ever has done. I'm sick and tired of the constant vilification.
Dude talks fast. Much faster than me.
Of these men and women.
Leave Benny alone!
Aw, remember when people used to defend women on the internet?
Do people remember that thing with Britney? The person under the blanket? It's not really a recent reference, not an up-to-date reference. But again, I guess it's borderline funny. I don't know. I'm only going through 55 seconds of this. It seems much longer.
It was a simpler time. ICE, of course, refers to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the agency whose job application is just a single question asking if the real hero of Schindler's List was the girl shouting, "Goodbye, Jews!" If that criticism of ICE makes you...
Even her audience is not fully on board with the whole thing.
You said, here's a proposal. Let's shut it the fuck down. I'm serious. It's...
Ooh, said the F word. I've been there, honey. I do that all the time. Way ahead of you. I use the fucking F word all the fucking time.
It's awful, and we don't actually need it. You know, as a liberal, I don't usually advocate for smaller government, but in this case, as I say to my barista every morning, there should be one less ICE. Far from being an essential...
I don't get it. Is it a coffee joke? One less ICE? There should be less ICE. I don't know.
So part of our republic, ICE has only existed since 2003. It's the same age as America's next top model. You've known what smizing is for as long as ICE has existed. And though
I don't know what that is. Smizing? Smiling while you're sizing?
It'd be hard to believe during haircut week, ICE has ruined far more lives.
The number of those immigrants with no criminal record that are arrested has doubled under this administration.
In a recent two-year period, federal data shows there have been more than 1,000 complaints of sexual assaults and sexual abuse at immigration detention centers.
Oh, government agencies abusing their power? That doesn't seem like a thing. Government agencies are abusing their power? Oh, I don't know about that. But again, she's working on a political point and not focused on being funny, at least, you know, in my opinion. I'm about to move on to the other video. This is dragging on.
Nationwide.
For 3.5 years, Davina Watson was held in an immigration detention center. He lived with the constant fear of being deported, even though Davina is a U.S. citizen.
Oh, yeah, 3 years is rough. But have you ever been a powerful government employee that someone was mean to once? Before ICE, the U.S. didn't have an agency dedicated to deporting people who pose no threat to us. Until the current wave of wall humpers came to power, a lot of conservatives were totally cool with that.
I believe in the idea of amnesty for those who have put down roots and who have lived here, even though sometime back.
Whatever your political thoughts are on all these issues, it's not funny. Isn't it supposed to be funny? Am I missing something? Is that not the purpose of these shows, to be funny and entertaining? I mean, I'm thinking about this issue now, but is that the purpose of the show? To make you think about immigration for a couple minutes? Or is it, well, I thought it was supposed to be entertaining. I don't know.
They may have entered illegally.
Oh, man. Imagine if Trump saw that today. He'd probably be like, whoa, a ghost. It was actually Reagan, a Republican president who gave amnesty to 3 million undocumented immigrants, and a Democratic president who screwed them over by ramping up deportation, which seems counterintuitive until you realize they had switched bodies after getting struck by lightning while urinating in a fountain. Also, Donald...
Is that a movie reference I don't get? I get the feeling that it is. I gotta move on. Holy shit. We'll go to the next video. See if that's any better. Man, so far the answer is no. Can Samantha Bee make me laugh? The answer is no. God damn, man. Like I said, the thing with Jon Stewart and The Daily Show, at least you got the sense that he was trying to be funny and entertaining. And he told you some stuff and he injected his views or whatever. Whether you agree with him or disagree with him, it was fucking funny. There was a time for that, and that fucking time is gone. See how much I'm using the word fuck? I know. Good to have. Value of a good shock word. Samantha Bee, everybody.
Hey, welcome to Full Frontal. I am Samantha Bee, having one of those weeks where it's a delight to be a female host of a once-a-week comedy show. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman resigned Monday night after multiple allegations of physical abuse were published in The New Yorker. This is especially infuriating given his supposed woke bayness. Throughout his political career, Schneiderman positioned himself as a feminist crusader.
God, even the fucking jokes fall like a goddamn thud in her own audience.
Later, he championed the Me Too movement and filed a civil rights lawsuit against Harvey Weinstein. He put out pamphlets for victims of domestic violence, and he helped craft an anti-choking law, even though he's now accused of choking his girlfriends. Turns out that law had some fine print. Now, Schneiderman was a guest on my show, so this is a little complicated for me to talk about, but just kidding. It's not complicated. Fuck you, Eric Schneiderman. No, no.
Eric Schneiderman was on her show once. I think he's been punished enough. Huh? Am I right?
Let me say it louder. Fuck you, Eric Schneiderman. The good...
Wow, they made a graphic. God damn. God damn, this is not funny. Holy shit!
Legal work that you did for women does not absolve you. It will not give me 1 second's pause about tearing you a new asshole on television. I give zero fucks. I would do an act titled My Dad is a Monster if I had to. I already made all the graphics. He ate the last yogurt. I was mad. Eric Schneiderman, you are trash and we do not need you. Tarana Burke started the Me Too movement 11 years ago on MySpace. It will keep moving forward without you just...
MySpace. Shout outs to MySpace. What up, Tom?
Just fine. And speaking of shit we don't need, let's check in with these...
Hey, does that count? Her bringing in MySpace made me laugh? Made me think about Tom and made me laugh? Does that count as her making me laugh? I don't know. I think that's a maybe. We have to refer to the judges after the show.
Stirring hemorrhoids on the ass of the entertainment industry. It's been 7 months since the New York Times published the article that led to...
I get the insults. That's cool and all. I do that shit all the fucking time, but goddamn. Is that it? Fuck. I know it's hard. Topical humor is hard. I'm not, denying that, but goddamn.
Harvey Weinstein's downfall and the Me Too hashtag went viral. That is 7 months of kind of holding a very limited number of men sort of accountable for sexual harassment and assault a little bit. So naturally, these high-powered penis weasels are starting to sniff around to see if it's safe to come up out of their holes. According to the New York Times, celebrity fancy hot dog maker Mario Batali is eyeing his second act, which means his next step will be grabbing that second act without consent. Garrison Keillor is looking for a smart social media person to help him relaunch his radio show online. And to that person, I say, good luck trying to get Wi-Fi in the bell tower. And Harvey Weinstein skipped out from his $58,000 rehab spot to make a documentary about himself, but he hasn't found a director yet. Amazing, considering that even Rachel Dolezal found someone to make a documentary about her. Though it is the first Netflix movie that asks, are you still watching the moment after you started? But the award for King Out of Touch, first of his name, most entitled of all abusers, certainly goes to Charlie. There's no way journalism can happen without me, Rose.
Former news anchor Charlie Rose may be attempting a comeback following those alleged sexual misconduct accusations. Now, the former newsman is reportedly putting together a new show. It surrounds sexual harassment of women, and early reports say that he is going to have his guests on his show.
That was funny. I laughed at that.
Other men accused of sexual misconduct.
That definitely doesn't count as Samantha Bee, though. She's playing a clip from someone else's show. That guy, whoever that guy is, he made me laugh.
No! The only new Charlie Rose show I want to see is a reboot of Shark Tank, where someone throws Charlie Rose into a tank of sharks. Anyway, something tells me Charlie's show may not happen, because immediately after that was reported,
an additional 27 women, 14 CBS News employees, and 13 who worked with him elsewhere, say Rose sexually harassed them. The Post says on 3 occasions over a period of 30 years, CBS managed...
Charlie Rose is a piece of shit. They're all pieces of shit. But Samantha Bee is not fucking funny. Her ratings reflect it. And if she does get fired, that's why, not because she said cunt. And if she stays on the air despite saying cunt and having bad ratings, well, good for her. Fucking get it while you can, girl. You go, girl. As the kids say. You go, girl. Can I do the snap? You go, girl. There you go. Fucking complete package. People should be watching this show. Samantha Bee. We're here every Sunday night on Periscope and Twitter at Stoner Jesus 420. Chapter 1, verse 44 of the Stoner Jesus Show. See the full 2-hour show on video. The only way you can do that is becoming a patron. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. 4:20 coming up. We got the Buffalo Wild Wings getting hacked story, and also jerk off flight. And there's something. Well, I'll tell you my thoughts on the jerk off flight story. All of that is coming up on Stoner and Jesus Show. It's June 3rd, 2018. We'll be back, Dick Nuggets.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll-your-own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out NextBardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on StonerJesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20. And free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code StonerJesus. That's all one word, StonerJesus, to get 10% off your first order at NextBardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. Make sure you use discount code StonerJesus. Stoner Jesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at Next Bardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show. Hello, everyone. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on StonerJesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on StonerJesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa. They have indica. Everything you need. OG Kush, Sour Diesel, Grape Ape. They got single seeds. They got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on StonerJesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on StonerJesus.net and check them out. Cannabis Seeds USA.
Educator, author, and advocate Dr. Mitch Earlywine is here to tackle the burning issues.
And I'm here to clear up the myths about cannabis and burn them away with science.
CannabisRadio.com presents a no-holds-barred platform that seeks to redefine and revolutionize the entire scope of the cannabis culture while opening the door for more to join the cannabis crusade.
Dr. Kevin Hill.
You can't ignore the fact that, like alcohol, most people who use don't have a problem. So I think that you need to think about policy in that way while educating people properly about marijuana. I think that's the way to go.
Burning Issues, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
All you have to do is decriminalize. We don't need a government regulation to tell us this is good pot, that's bad pot. We don't need any of that.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested.
Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network,
founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be. The Vuber way.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Ah, fuck yeah. Star Jesus Show, chapter 1, verse 44. Welcome, everyone listening and watching the live stream on Twitter and Periscope. We do every Sunday night at StonerJesus420. In the full two-hour video of the show, the only way you can see it all the chapter and verse episodes of the show, patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Become a patron of the show. Of course, you can find all of our social media, all that shit, linked on stonerjesus.net. Audio of every show, the full 2 hours for free. stonerjesus.net, sponsor banners, all that stuff. You can go read the Stoner Bible. I need to get working back on that. I know I'm slacking, but I'm getting a lot of shit going on. Fucking Stoner Jesus, got a lot of shit going on, man. Come on. Cut me some slack, bro. Go check out stonerjesus.net. As I said, I'm on a lot of social media now. If you follow, wherever you found us, go follow us on other stuff, because you never know when I won't be there anymore, and you know, this shit happens. But I'll always be at stonerjesus.net. Can't take that away from me, at least not yet. Coming up in hour two, if you didn't hear, we got a lot of classic bits. If you're new to the show, you're going to want to go check out hour two on stonerjesus.net or cannabisradio.com, or the video, as I said, on Patreon. We do the show on Sunday nights. I post all that stuff on Monday. You can go check it out. But like I said, go check out, you know, past episodes. StonerJesus.net. Fucking dope of you, yo. And now Facebook. Search Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook. Join our group for the show. As you may have heard, Buffalo Wild Wings, their Twitter got hacked. And despite their claims of the contrary, that it wasn't funny, it was very funny. It was quite funny. Of course, they took the tweets down. But that is what screenshots are for. When I first saw it that night, I was like, oh, shit. I saw somebody post a screenshot. I'm like, how am I going to need these fucking screenshots for the show? Here's the first one. This is Buffalo Wild Wings. They got their Twitter account got hacked. And this is what they were tweeting. Reminder that Madeline McCann has been missing for 9 years. Fuck niggas. And fuck niggas is in all caps. Also a reminder that at Tariq Nasheed, who I'm vaguely aware of, basically, from what I've seen, he spends a lot of time just claiming that all white people are racist, or at least many of them are. The Buffalo Wild Wings tweet, the hack tweet, is a reminder that at Tariq Nasheed is a racist coon, CX in the chat, boys. I don't know what that means. Not updated on all the lingo. And the next tweet, they're in reverse order. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I did it out of order. This is the first tweet, was fucking niggas, I hate them. And then the Tariq Nasheed tweet, and then the Madeline McCann tweet. And then there were more tweets coming up after that. No, maybe these are the first tweets. God damn, I did these all backwards. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I apologize. I've failed you. First tweet was, our secret recipe is Tommy's cum. That's what makes our wings so good. I don't know who Tommy is. It's funny. I mean, it wouldn't matter whose name it was. It could be Johnny's cum, or, you know, Tariq Nasheed's cum. Funny. I don't know who Tommy is, but, you know, it's funny. The next tweet was a reminder that Wendy's touches kids. Stupid nonsense. Tommy thinks that Glove is a bald midget with a small dick. Again, I don't know who Tommy is. I don't know who Glove is. But that's funny. And then they went into the niggas tweets in the next round. I don't know. I'm thinking about that for the last couple days since it happened. How did something like that happen? Obviously, the social media person who runs Buffalo Wild Wings, maybe it's some guy and his friends thought it'd be funny to take his phone and start tweeting wild shit on the Buffalo Wild Wings Twitter. Clam Bacon, the chat says, CX is a smiley face for the Ice Poseidon community. He's a live streamer, and I guess it's a fan. I'll advance my understanding slightly. But it's funny. I don't know. I mean, if somebody go through, like, an actual computer hacker go through the trouble of hacking Buffalo Wild Wings' Twitter account, I think more than likely whoever the social media person is for Buffalo Wild Wings, they just thought there'd be some funny shit, and so they got a hold of Buffalo Wild Wings' Twitter account for about 15 minutes, I guess it was. I don't know. I think, and they said they, after, you know, afterwards, and they got regained control of their account, they said that, well, you know, we obviously got hacked and it wasn't funny. I beg to differ. It was very funny. I think it was fantastic. See, that's what the internet's for. Funny shit. Samantha Bee can learn a thing or two from the Buffalo Wild Wings Twitter hacker. So next story, as promised, that, well, the jerk-off, you know, flight.
We obviously got hacked, uh-oh, and it wasn't funny.
Damn it.
I beg to differ.
Got feedback.
It was very funny. The name was fantastic.
Got feedback from the fucking that right there. The Periscope. That's the word I'm looking for. God damn it. The Periscope. This story, the jerk-off flight, the goddamn jerk-off flight. Been waiting for. Southwest Airlines disturbed by report that passenger masturbated throughout the flight. Southwest Airlines says it is deeply disturbed by allegations from a female passenger who claims that a male passenger masturbated next to her on a flight. Ellie Chariot, who runs a PR agency, was flying from Las Vegas to Philadelphia on Tuesday when she says one of her seatmates exposed himself as the passenger from hell. Her tweets about the situation subsequently went viral. Quote, we are deeply disturbed by the behavior described by Ms. Chariot, and we have contacted her to address her concerns and offer our apologies, Southwest said in a statement to HuffPost. Our internal reports indicate that the crew did not witness this incident during the flight, and it was not until the plane landed that they were made aware of the situation. Now, I'm going to point out right here, no one else, according to the story, has seen this. None of the flight crew saw a man openly jerking off on a plane. Only this woman saw it. There are no pictures. There's no video. Even though she got on the Wi-Fi to tweet it out, she didn't think to take any pictures or anything. She says, when they apparently, Southwest was tweeting back and forth with her during this, whenever this supposedly happened, allegedly happened, and told her to tell the crew, and she said she was afraid because he was between her and the aisle. She tweeted, I spent this entire flight sitting next to a guy who has his iPad open on the tray table watching porn without using headphones. Doesn't that imply that there's, like, you know, sex sounds coming out of it? Subsequent tweets, she said she could clearly see the man's penis and that there was no way staffers hadn't witnessed what was going on. But they just got done saying, the crew, that they didn't see anything going on. If a crew member saw some guy jerking off on a plane, you're telling me a crew member is not going to say something to someone else at the very least? And they're going to fucking pick someone who's going to tell this guy, put your shit up. Where's the fucking air marshal? Don't planes have those now? Isn't that a thing from 9/11? Anyway, there's the tweet from Chariot PR. I think this is some PR. I think this is a fucking stunt. I don't think any of this happened. But anyway. Said, Southwest Air, we have an issue. I've spent this entire flight sitting next to a guy who has his iPad open on the tray table watching porn without using headphones or anything. And twice now his body has started shaking in the throes of his orgasmic bliss. I'm so disgusted. Sounds like total bullshit. It's been nearly 5 hour assault on all my senses. Jerking off for 5 hours. Some guy's jerking off for 5 hours. Really? Really? He doesn't even have a nice, and she uses the eggplant emoji that's supposed to stand for a dick. It's tiny as fuck. Not full on micro or anything, but damn near close. And yes, I've seen it because he hasn't bothered to hide it. This is bullshit. This is bullshit for PR, a troll. This woman's attempt to be funny, which that's, I'll admit, that's kind of funny. Tell me how tiny his dick is. Telling Southwest Air. Oh my God, he just handed his, and it's the little wet emoji thing, meaning cum. Cum filled napkins to the flight attendant to throw away. There's no way your staff working on this flight haven't witnessed what's been happening. Well, they say they didn't. This woman is the only sole witness. Southwest at the time tweeted, "This is never something that we want to have happen on our flights. Please be sure to reach out to one of the flight attendants on board your flight." That was from Heather. Sharia PR said, "There's literally no way to do that without putting myself at risk. He's on the window seat. I'm in the middle. He's in the window seat. I'm in the middle. And there's someone dead asleep to my left. I can't move," which is why I purchased Wi-Fi to tweet. He's in the window seat. So she's got a sleeping person between her and the aisle. She can't get up and go to the fucking bathroom. Pretend she's going to the bathroom and tell someone. God damn, this is such bullshit. This is a completely bullshit story. Utter fucking bullshit. I wasn't really convinced the first time. I kind of skimmed through most of it. But now going deeper into it, this is bullshit. If you feel more comfortable, you can speak to the crew once you land, which apparently she did. She said, "Fine, I will stay on board until everyone gets off the flight, continuing the torture, because that's exactly what someone who's being assaulted like this wants to do." Get the fuck up and tell somebody. Some gross fucking bastard is jerking off. Fucking tell someone. He's in the window seat. Get up to go to the bathroom and tell someone this guy is jerking off. Fucking do something about it. Sure, I did not immediately respond to a request from comment from HuffPost, but she told TMZ. She did finally report the man to the flight crew, and a supervisor offered her a dinner voucher. She has a picture of that. Why don't you stop assuming nonsense? That's the airport police getting all my info to type up a report for the SVU. I guess someone accused her of this being bullshit. And she showed the cops writing up the report, which doesn't prove that it's not bullshit at all. She still could have made a report afterwards, which she did, about some shit that never happened. We'll find out. We'll find out in a couple weeks, maybe sooner. This whole story, it'll be a big viral story again, how this shit was bull. This is bullshit. Bullshit. She tweeted out a screenshot of what she said was the airline's response to her report. The response included generalities like, "Our goal to provide a safe, comfortable, and enjoyable atmosphere." Again, I have no problem believing she reported to Southwest Airlines, and she reported to the airport, and she reported to the crew, none of which you saw anything. I'm saying it didn't fucking happen. I'm saying she reported something that didn't fucking happen. And she tweeted out more shit against Southwest. It's just bullshit. Just total bullshit. That's a lot of PR, though. That's her job, is to get PR. And in this instance, she had the PR for herself. It's bullshit, but it's not, you know, without reason. That's what I'm looking for. Thanks, everybody, for checking out the show. If you want hour two, we got hour two coming up. We're recorded, of course. If you want the video, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Become a patron of the show. If you want to hear the audio, just the audio, well, go ahead. You can do that. Go over to stonerjesus.net. We posted the day after the show is streamed live. We stream the first hour every Sunday night at stonerjesus420. Of course, go check out stonerjesus.net for all the social media, all that stuff. If you're new to the show, you want to hear a lot of classic bits, we've got a ton of them coming up in the second hour. Also, we have the pink bumper car story and this video of this buffalo that saves a lizard. I don't know what's up there. Maybe they're homies. We'll find out, maybe, coming up in the second hour. Go check it out. Check us out on CannabisRadio.com. If you want all information on the show, past episodes, sponsor banners, like I said, social media links, all that, StonerJesus.net. Thanks, everybody, for checking out the show. You're fucking dope as always. Continue spreading the word about StonerJesus.net. This is the... Look for this music. Right here. There we go. Damn. Keep spreading the word about StonerJesus.net, all your social media, all of that stuff. And make sure you check us out every Sunday night. Like I said, the live stream on Periscope at StonerJesus420 and on Twitter as well. If you're watching the video, we're going to hour two. If you're listening to the audio, go check out hour two. If you're watching the live stream, check out hour two when you can, starting tomorrow, the day after the live stream. All of that would be awesome of you. Go bookmark StonerJesus.net. That's it. Your homework's done for the night. Thanks, everybody, for checking out the show. And as always, peace, bitches. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.